హృదయ కుహర మధ్యే కేవల బ్రహ్మ మాత్రం అహమహమితి సాక్షాదాత్మరూపేణ భాతి హృది విష మనసా పవన చలన రోధాత్ ఆత్మనిష్టో భవత్వం. ఇట్ ఈస్ షైనింగ్, షైనింగ్ ఉన్న డోంట్ టేక్ లిటరల్లీ. ఇట్ ఈస్ ఎవిడెంట్ వేర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఎవిడెంట్ అల్యూమినింగ్ హృదయ కుహర మధ్యేన. In one's own heart, in the middle of the heart. Madhya means middle. Kuhara means that inside an earth, inside of the heart. Hridaya Kuhara. One's own heart. In the middle of one's own heart, this Shuddha Chaitanyam or Brahman is illuminating. Hridaya Kuhara Madhya, in one's own heart, this pure consciousness is illumining. How it is illumining? Don't take like any other bulb or light. It is illumining like Sakshad Atmarupena. Directly, Sakshad means directly it is illumining in the form of Self, Atmarupena. In the form of Self. And directly in the middle of one's own heart, this Brahman is illumining as one's own Self. Atma means Self, capital S, you have to note. In the form of Self, it is illumining. In the form of Self, it is illumining. Katham, how it is illumining? How is that directly illumining as the Self? As what? Aham, aham, iti. As I. I am. Non. Ani solrom illaya Tamil la. Non. As I am. Aham. Aham means I in artham. Puchi I, not E-Y-E-I, but I, non-nangra I. That also capital, not crooked I. Crooked I is ahankara. Crooked I means small I, you write here. But capital I, straight I, that is aham iti, thus. Iti means thus is illumined. So Atma is none other than aham iti. So Brahman is equal to Self, Self is equal to I. Therefore I am Brahman. Brahman bhati Atma rupena. So Brahman is equal to Self. How, what is this Self? I am. Therefore, Self is equal to I. Therefore, Brahman is equal to I. I am Brahman. Aham Brahma Asmi. Mahavakya. Whole sloka is Mahavakya. I am Brahman. Therefore, you can say Aham Brahma Asmi. Because that Brahman is illumining in the form of Self. Self is nothing but myself. Myself is nothing but I. Therefore, Brahman, that consciousness, I am. Brahman, what is other name? Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. Brahman is none other than existent consciousness principle. Therefore, in the form of consciousness, Brahman is available. A is equal to B, B is equal to C, therefore கரெக்டா இருக்கு இல்லையோ. பிரம்மன் இஸ் ஈக்குவல் டு செல்ஃப், செல்ஃப் இஸ் ஈக்குவல் டு ஐ, தேர்ஃபோர் பிரம்மன் இஸ் ஈக்குவல் டு ஐ, தேர்ஃபோர் ஐ ஆம் பிரம்மன். ஹுச் ஐ, ஓசி ஆர் ஆர் சி? ஓசி, ஃப்ரீலி அவைலபிள் ஓசி. So that I am Brahman. So the two lines clear? Hrade kuhara madhye kevala brahma matram aham aham iti sakshad atmarupena bhati. I am consciousness. That is satyam jnanam anantam brahma. Jnanam is called consciousness. So that consciousness, jnanam, I am conscious of this knowledge is there. Every one of us having I am. That I am consciousness. That is Brahman. If you want to own up this, what you have to do? He is giving the sadhana. This is your true nature. In your own heart, in the form of self, that Brahman, Chaitanyam, consciousness, Brahman is equal to Chaitanyam, Chaitanyam is equal to consciousness, is available. How to recognize? If you want to recognize, I will give a method. Follow this method. Ramana Maharshi says, follow this method, it is easy for you to recognize your real nature. If you miss your real nature as Brahman, life is a struggle. Life is insecurity, unhappiness. Life is boredom, burdensome, struggle, meaningless. If you miss this truth, if you want to come out of this struggle, life struggle, insecurity, unhappiness, own up this Brahman who is available in your heart. Not somewhere closest, nearest, dearest. You need not go outside for searching for that. Always available. What to do? He says in the third line, Hridi visha manasa swan chinvata majjatava pavanachanana rodhat atmanishtaha bhava tvam. Tvam bhava. May you become. Ramana Maharshi addressing a mumukshu who is really interested in Brahmajnana, who is really interested in moksha, who is really interested in sakshatkara. My fascinating word is sakshatkara from my childhood. I don't know why I like that word. From very childhood onwards, I love that word sakshatkara. Realization, self-realization, these words are very, very fascinating to me. That sakshatkara is possible, what he says, tvam bhava, may you become what? Atmanishtaha bhava, may you establish in Atman, may you abide in Brahman. Brahman, Atma, both are one and the same. Because Brahman is available as Atma in your heart. Therefore, Atmanishtaha Bhava means Brahmanishtaha Bhava. Brahmanishtaha Bhava is equal to may you dwell in your own nature. Who am I? That I am Brahman. You abide in that thought. Atmanishtaha Bhava. How to abide in Atman? Sitting in a chair like established. I am established in Chennai. I am established in Srinagar, Mylapore. I am established in so-and-so place like that. Can I establish in Brahman? You cannot sit like that. You cannot reside in that. Here, Nishtaha means may you recognize. May you understand. Mistha means doubtless knowledge. May you have doubtless clear knowledge. That is called a nishtha. Committed to that pursuit first. Atma nishtha bhava. May you have a committed pursuit towards this Atman. In this way. What is that way? Hridi visha manasa. May you become introverted. Visha means enter. May you enter in your own heart. Hridi. Hridi visha manasa. Hridi enna hridayam. Your own heart. Your own heart, which heart? Physical heart only. In the physical heart, that Golakam, there is a space. Yo veda nihitam guhayam paramevyo man. In that hridaya akashatil, there is a space in hridayam, in that akasha, in that space, you enter. That means, how you enter? Manasa. Through your own mind. How beautifully he has presented, simple way. Manasa, through your own mind. Manas is entering into so many objects. Mind is entering into cinema hall, mind is entering into shopping, many shops, mind is entering into so many places. Mind is entering. Instead of entering here and there, may you enter into your own heart. Hridi vishad. Manasad. Manasuk dan in the vela. Manas only entering here and there. Why are you entering into so many objects? Oh, manasa. Hridi vishad. Manasil hridiyatilag po, velila poha vena. Allah. பராமுகம் இல்லாமல் அந்தர்முக. அந்தர்முக சமாராத்யா பகிர்முக சுதுர்லபா. For an extroverted person, this is very difficult. For an introverted person, this is easy. ஹ்ருதி விஷா மனசா. மனசுன்னு உள்ள நோக்கி பாருன்னு சொல்றேன் இல்லையோ, அதான் உள்ள நோக்கி பாருன்னு. மனசு கேனாட் டேர்ன் லைக் திஸ். மனசே தெரியாது எப்படி டேர்ன் பண்ண முடியும். இது உனக்கு கண்ணாடி அட்டர்ன் பண்றதுக்கு அந்த தாட்ஸ் யூ ஹாவ் டு டேர்ன் டுவர்ட்ஸ் ஆத்மன் இன்ஸ்டெட் ஆஃப் டேர்னிங் டுவர்ட்ஸ் மெட்டீரியல் ஆப்ஜெக்ட். த தாட்ஸ் ரெட்யூஸ் த வேர்ல்ட் இஸ் தாட்ஸ். கனெக்ட் யுவர் தாட்ஸ் டுவர்ட்ஸ் வேதாந்தா ஸ்கிரிப்சரல் லேர்னிங். So your mind is always thinking about what? Bhagavad Gita, Upanishad, Mahavakyam, Jagat, Jiva, Ishvara, connected to Vedanta. Topics only mind is dwelling upon. That is called Hridi Visha Manasa. Here Hridi Visha Manasa means, may your mind be committed to the study of scriptures. In which scriptures? The subject matter is Atman. அது ஹிருதி விஷ மனசான். இல்ல உட்கார்ந்து மெடிடேஷன் பண்ணுன்னு அர்த்தம் இல்ல. புரியுது? உள்ள மைண்ட் டர்ன் பண்ண என்ன தெரியறது? என்ன எல்லாம் குழப்பம் தான் தெரியறது. ஆல் கன்ஃபியூஷன்ஸ் ஆர் தேர் இன் மை மைண்ட் அண்ட் ஹார்ட். லாட் ஆஃப் ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ் ஆர் தேர் தட் ஓன்லி அப்பியர். தட் மீன்ஸ் லெட் யுவர் மைண்ட் ஆல்வேஸ் என்டர்டெயின் த மகாவாக்கியம். That which you have studied from your teacher for many years, that study also only through Bhagavad Gita, Upanishad you have learned. With that your mind enters. Hridi visha manasa. Then what? Sam chinvata. Chin dhatu. Chinoti chinutaha chinvanti. Sam chinvata. Fifth conjugation, ubhayapadi. May you ascertain, claim, ascertain. Sam chinvata. Tritiya vibhakti ekavachanam. Sakarantaha pumlingaha chinvat shabdaha. Chinvan chinvantau chinvantaha. Chinvata. Tritiya ekavachanam. Manasa. That is also tritiya ekavachanam. With that mind. Which mind? Sam chinvata, sam anna self. With that mind which has ascertained the self.
நான் பிரம்மன் தான், பிரம்மன் ஆகாமல் எப்படி இருக்க முடியும்னு சொன்னோம். நான் நாட் ஆர்டினரி ஹவுஸ் ஒய்ஃப், ஆர்டினரி ஹவுஸ் ஹோல்டர், காரம் என்ன கிரீன், என்ன கிரீன் கார்டு ஹோல்டர், அது என்ன கார்டு, இன்னொரு கார்டு, அது என்னமோ கார்டு இருக்கு, கிரெடிட் கார்டு, ஆமா கிரெடிட் கார்டு, இதெல்லாம் நமக்கு வரவே வர அதுக்கு ஞாபகம் இருக்காது. கிரெடிட் கார்டு இல்லையா என்ன பண்றது, பான் கார்டு, கிரெடிட் கார்டு, we are craving with that cards, no? May you ascertain yourself as Atman with that mind. Swam, your own self, may you ascertain in your mind, that let that mind enter into the heart, where in which heart Atma is available as I. And then Artha, may you concentrate on your own I. Selfish, be selfish in Artha. Be selfish. Be selfish and I am thinking about I only all the time. It is not selfishness, but it is the selflessness. Atmano mokshartham jagathitaya cha. If I sustain myself, I am, this jnanam, moksha, is good for society. Is good for society. Atmano mokshartham jagathitaya cha. And I don't think, hey, Vedanta is always sitting and thinking about himself, he is a selfish fellow. Don't think like that. Every jnani is the best contributor to the society. He is the only contributor, really speaking. He is the real contributor to the society. Well-wisher of the society. Jagat hitam. So, moksha tila jagat hitam irka. Priyada na? Sam chinvata. Then, sam anna your own self. Ascertaining your own self, enter your mind, enter into your heart with that mind. Sam chinvata. Then what? Majjata. Majjadhatu. Sixth feet. Sixth conjugation, parasmaipade, majjata. This is also tritiya, ekavachanam. மஜ்ஜத் மஜ்ஜந்தோ மஜ்ஜந்தஹ நகாராந்தஹ பும்லிங்கஹ தகாராந்தஹ பும்லிங்கஹ மஜ்ஜத் சப்தஹ மஜ்ஜன் மஜ்ஜந்தோ மஜ்ஜந்தஹ மஜ்ஜதா த்ருதிய ஏகவச்சனம். பை சப் மர்ஜிங், பை டிப்பிங், டேக் பாத், பேத்திங் இன் தட் ஆத்மஸ்வரூபம். குற்றாலமுக்கு போய் டேக்கிங் பேத்திங், கங்கா வாட்டர்ல பேத்திங், கும்பகோணம் போயினா எங்கெங்கயோ இருக்கு இல்லையோ, மகாமகம் அங்க போய் டிப்பிங், பீப்புள் ஆர் ஆல் டிப்பிங் இன் சோ மெனி பிளேசஸ். கிரகணம் வந்தா என்ன, பீச்ல டிப்பிங், பீப்புள் ஆர் டிப்பிங் இன் சோ மெனி பிளேசஸ் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் டு டிப் இன் ஆத்மா. And that dipping they have forgotten what is the final dipping, and dipping here and there, Godavari dipping, Krishna dipping, and one river, Pushkarani, people you see the crowd, my God, you cannot control them. So this dipping is to make us to get habit of later dipping, that is Atmana Snanam Pandanuma Madhyata. By thinking in artha, think yourself, soak yourself in that thinking. Majjata means thinking, dipping or dwelling. Enna atma is not emotion, you have to dip in that. Don't take literally majjata, let me dip in the atma ocean. Anna, whole thing is atma. Recognize that there is nothing other than atma is called dipping in atma. It is not a particular place like ocean or river, some place I have to go and dip. There is nothing other than atma in this universe. Non-dual Brahman alone is there. There is no second thing. Recognizing this fact is called dipping in the atma. Majjata. So, from manasa, from chinvata, majjata, then what? One more sadhana I give, pavana chalana rodhasana. May you control your breath by panchanivhati. Rodhatana, may you discipline your pavana chalanam, the movement of the breath. Pavana means air, vital air. May you control your breath or breathing control or pranayama. May you discipline your pranayama by sustaining your breath, by practicing pranayama abhyasa, rodhat, and don't stop your breath. Okay, regulate your breath. By regulating the breath, mind will be regulated. A regulated mind is able to enter into the heart. That mind alone can ascertain or claim or dwell in that Atma Swarupam. May you do all these sadhanas. Panchinvata, Majjata, Pavana Chalana Rodhat, Manasa Hridi Vishaya. If you do all this, what you get? Atma Nishtaha Bhavati, Thira Prajnaha Bhavati. He will become a wise person. Brahma Vittamaha Bhavati. Brahma Vittamaha Bhavati. Ramana Maharshi asking is like a command. Bhavana Lot Madhyama Purusha Ekavachana. Bhudhatoho Lot Madhyama Purusha Ekavachana. May you become, na, like a command, vidhi. It is your vidhi. Lot, ajna, like a command or order given by the great Mahatma Bhagavan Ramana Maharshi. Tvam bhava, atmanishtaha bhava. How beautiful shloka. Shloka is beautiful. Hridaya kuhara madhye kevala brahma matram ahamahamiti sakshad atmarupena bhati hridi vishamanasa panchinvata majjatava pavana chalana rodhat atmanishto bhavatvam. The whole Upadeshasaram, whole Sadarshanam in one shloka he kept. And one shloka put in one, so five shloka padikanam. Sadarshanam we have completed. It's the Upanishad Saram. Now let us come to the summary. Now you know why I have chosen this shloka for as a prayer verse. I like this shloka, my favorite shloka. In one shloka he has given sadhana and he has given what is the nature of my real nature. Everything he has put. Now come to this. First two shlokas or three shlokas we can take. 1, 2, 3. We get the negation of mimamsaka, karma kandi. Sara means essence, Upadesha means the teaching. The essence of the teaching of Upanishad. What is Upadesha? Upadesha means the teaching. What is the essence? That essence gives him 30 slokas. So the entire range of Upanishadic teaching is in three formats or four formats you can take. We didn't take four formats, and your tradition gives only three formats. Karma Yoga, Upasana Yoga, Jnana Yoga. So Ashtanga Yoga comes under Upasana Yoga. We don't take Ashtanga Yoga separately. So Karma Yoga alone is Bhakti Yoga. Upasana Yoga alone is Bhakti Yoga. Jnana Yoga is also Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yoga is common. Bhakti Yoga is common. If anybody say talks about Karma Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, Ashtanga Yoga, Upasana Yoga, and then tradition puriyala en artham, sampradayam theriyadhu en artham. Anywhere, any book, any person, suppose, it's a mistake. They have not received the teaching from a sampradaya vidhu en artham. There is something wrong in their understanding. Therefore, bhakti is common. Only three formats are there: Karma Yoga, Upasana Yoga, and Jnana Yoga. Karma Yoga, there are people talk about karma alone give moksha. You perform karma, that itself gives moksha. There is no need of Ishvara also to give moksha phalam, jnana phalam or karma phalam. Not moksha phalam or jnana phalam, karma phalam. So Purva Mimamsaka is a karma kandi. He says, karma alone gives karma phalam, that itself gives moksha, his conclusion. Ramana Maharshi says, he negates that person. He is called Purva Mimamsaka. Karma kandi, Pura Pakshi. He negates that person. This is wrong concept. Ramana Maharshi says, Katturagneya Pratyate Phalam. Karma Kimparam Karma Sajjadam. Karma is Jadam. To give a phalam, karma phalam, there must be a chetana, chetanam vastu, a inert thing cannot give. A desk cannot give anything, and the chair cannot give anything, or any inert thing cannot do anything. Therefore, there must be a chetana principle, sentient principle to give something. You get prasadam from the desk or from Swamini. Your desk is sitting in front of Swamini, before Swamini, therefore let the desk give prasadam. Desk cannot give. Mic cannot give. Who gives inner? Because they are jadam inert, they cannot give anything. To give something, it must be sentient. Karma is jadam inert. How karma can give phalam? Ramana Maharshi asks, oh karma kandi, karma cannot give phalam. That's jadam. Ishwarapitam nishayakritam. That karma phalam comes from the kartuhu agnaya. By the Lord alone it comes, not by inert karma. That is jadam. What karma phalam Bhagavan gives when you perform any action? Ishwarapitam karma na ichayakritam. That karma, if you do karma only for your selfish ends, that karma gives only temporary benefits. Prapyate phalam, that phalam also comes from Bhagavan. But that phalam, Ishvara is required, because Purva Mimamsaka or Karma Kandi never accept Ishvara. Ishvara is not there. Why Ishvara? I am only doing karma, I am going to get karma phalam, that karma phalam gives moksha. So Ishvara is not required for him. So Advaita says, Ishvara is there. Ishvara alone gives karma phalam. Law books cannot give punishment. Civil code, penal code, so many codes are there, no? Can they give punishment? Who can give punishment? Judge alone can give the punishment. Have you seen anywhere that law book is giving punishment? It is inert. That law has to be implemented by, the punishment has to be given through the judge. Judge cannot give himself. He has to look into the law book. For what karma to what phalam? For what action, what punishment to be given? Imprisonment. How many months? How many years? Or death sentence? By looking into the action of that criminal, this judge look into the law book. In that law book it is there. For this action, this punishment has to be given. The judge has to decide by seeing into the law book. Like that, Lord look into our karma law. Law of karma is there, no? In the law of karma book, Bhagavan Papar, in the karma, in the phalam, in the karma, in the phalam, this is our vele. Bhagavan ke vele enna therimo? Ide da. Yaararu panna vele ke avangalukku andha anubhavam kudukadum. Nee ipo po, ange po, inge panna, idu panna. You can enter into cockroach body, you can enter into crocodile body. You can enter into African country, go there, suffer without food. You can born in India, you can take Ganga bath, you can born in a nice family. Who decides? Bhagavan, not by his whims and fancies, by looking into your karma book catalog. Karma catalog, he look into that. Oh, so and so person and so and so days he has performed this karma. Let me give the phalam. That's why the person who does some crime or good actions, bad actions, he do not know what phalam comes. See, some people are doing good actions. They are all getting good Nobel Prize, Padma Vibhushan. A lot of titles they are getting because they are doing good actions. Bad actions is another punishment. So good actions, like good Nobel Prizes are coming. Bad actions, like some punishments are coming. Just like that, this person also get phalam from the Lord through the law of karma catalog. Therefore, if you want to get moksha, what type of karma you should do? Ishvara arpitam karma na ichchaya krutam. Never do sakama karma. Sakama karma do for few years enough. Afterwards, take up nishkama karma, selfless, motiveless action. Nishkama karma, that is called karma yoga. So first, three slokas, this karma kandi negation is over. Chetana tattva alone gives, Bhagavan Ishvara alone gives karma phalam established. From fourth to tenth sloka, కర్మ యోగ కాయకం కర్మ మానసిక కర్మ వాచిక కర్మ అమోంగ్ దిస్ కాయక కర్మ వాచిక కర్మ మానసిక కర్మ మానసిక కర్మ ఈజ్ మోర్ సుపీరియర్ సిగ్నిఫికెంట్ స్టార్ట్ విత్ కాయక కర్మ ఫిజికల్ వర్షిప్ అర్చన దెన్ డూ జప దెన్ కమ్ టు ధ్యానం ధ్యానం ఉత్తమం చిత్తజం జప పూజనం క్రమాత్ So, jhanam is uttamam. He introduced the karma yoga. From 7th shloka onwards up to 10th shloka, manasa karma or upasana, that we call it as bhakti yoga. There karma lakshana bhakti. While doing karma yoga, how do I do? Ishwara arpana buddhya I am doing. Is there bhakti or not? Bhakti is there. Therefore, what bhakti it is? Karma lakshana bhakti. కర్మ లక్షణ భక్తి విత్ దట్ భక్తి యూ హ్యావ్ టు ఎంటర్ ఇన్ టు వాట్ ధ్యానం దట్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ ఉపాసన ఉప సమీపే ఆసనం ఉపాసనం మే యువర్ మైండ్ డ్వెల్ అపాన్ ద లార్డ్ దట్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ ఉపాసనం మెడిటేట్ ధ్యాన యోగ ఇదిలో భక్తి ఇక ఇల్లయా భక్తి ఇక కర్మ లక్షణ భక్తి ఉపాసన లక్షణ భక్తి మానస కర్మ ఆర్ ఉపాసన ఇస్ కాల్డ్ భక్తి యోగ చింత ఏకాగ్రత ప్రాప్త్యర్థం వాట్ కర్మ యోగ గివ్స్ చిత్త శుద్ధి ప్రాప్త్యర్థం ప్యూర్ మైండ్ నౌ దిస్ ఇస్ ప్యూర్ చిత్త ఏకాగ్రత కాన్సన్ట్రేటెడ్ మైండ్ కాన్సన్ట్రేటెడ్ మైండ్ అన్న ఏదో మైండ్ కాన్సన్ట్రేటెడ్ అన్న నుంచి కాదు కాన్సన్ట్రేటెడ్ సిరప్ మాదిరి ఏకాగ్రత ఏ ఫోకస్డ్ మైండ్ ఏ ఫోకస్డ్ మైండ్ దట్ ఈస్ చిత్త ఏకాగ్రత ఫలం ఆఫ్ ఆల్ సాధన ఆత్మస్వరూపే నిష్ట చిత్త ఏకాగ్రత మీన్స్ వాట్ ఆత్మస్వరూపే నిష్ట దిస్ ఈస్ ఫ్రమ్ 7th శ్లోక టు 10th శ్లోక దెన్ 11th శ్లోక ఆన్వర్డ్స్ అప్ టు 14th శ్లోక He highlights Ashtanga Yoga. First part of Ashtanga Yoga comes under Karma Yoga. Yama, Niyama, Asana, Pranayama comes under Karma Yoga. The initial stages of Upasana. The advanced Upasana comes under Dharana, Dhyana, Samadhi. Second half of Ashtanga Yoga, you can call it as Dhyana Yoga. Ashtanga Yoga of Patanjali, no? సెకండ్ పార్ట్ ఎయిట్ లింబ్డ్ యోగాల సెకండ్ పార్ట్ కమ్స్ అండర్ ధ్యాన యోగ ఫస్ట్ పార్ట్ కమ్స్ అండర్ కర్మయోగ ఎన్న ప్రత్యాహారం యమ నియమ ఫాలోయింగ్ ఇస్ వాట్ ఫర్ చిత్తశుద్ధి ఫాలోయింగ్ ఆల్ ద వాల్యూస్ ధర్మ ఈజ్ ఫర్ చిత్తశుద్ధి సో ఫస్ట్ ఇనీషియల్ స్టేజెస్ ఆఫ్ కర్మయోగ హియర్ ధ్యాన యోగ అష్టాంగ యోగ ప్రాణయామ బెనిఫిట్స్ ఫర్ క్వైటనింగ్ ద మైండ్ Rajoguna has to decrease. Restless mind has to become a focused mind. Anxiety mind has to become anxious mind. A worry mind has to become a relaxed mind. A calm mind, pious mind, serene mind. This is possible through pranayama. Your mind becomes so calm and serene by regulating the breath. Method. All method theriyum. Pannamal irundhana manas apdiye kolappama irukum. Enna pandrathu theriyala swami. Enna pandrathu enna pannanum pannanum sollitane munnadiye pranayama pannala. Adhu gnabagam varadhu. Students generally forget the sadhana. அப்பப்ப படிச்சுட்டே இருந்தா தானே சாதனை பண்ண முடியும். என்னமோ ஒரு மாதிரி இருக்க மனசுல ஒரு மாதிரி இருக்க பிராணாயாமம் பண்ணலாம் இல்லையோ. அதுக்கு இப்ப என்ன பண்றேன் தெரியுமோ, எல்லா கிளாஸுக்கு முன்னாடி பிராணாயாமம் சொல்ல போறேன். வீட்டுல எல்லாரும் பண்றது இல்ல, நானே பண்ண வைக்கிறேன் இங்க. சோ தட் தே கேன் லிசன் கிளாஸ் கேர் சொல்லிடும் வித் அட்டென்ஷன். அது ரொம்ப சந்தோஷம். எல்லாம் சாமியே பண்ண வச்சுட்டாங்க ஆனந்தம். Pranayama to reduce rajoguna, to increase sattvaguna. Why sattvaguna one require na? Sattva sanjayate jnanam. Sattvaguna moolamana jnanam varo. Atma jnana. So karma yogena chitta shuddhi, upasana yogena chitta ekagrata, astanga yogena chitta naishchalyam. Nishchalata, steadiness. Pranayama moolama அந்த ஏகாகிர மனஹ அங்கே இருக்கணும் இல்லையோ. ரிட்டைனிங் த மைண்ட் இன் அன் எ ஃபோக்கஸ்டு ஆப்ஜெக்ட், தட் இஸ் அ நிச்சலதா. சலன ரஹித மனஹ, ஏகாகிரதம் பண்ணி சலனம் இல்லாமல் இருக்கணும். யதா தீபோ நிவாதஸ்தஹ நீங்கதே சோபமாஸ்மிருதா. தென் 15th ஸ்லோகா ஆன்வர்ட்ஸ் அப் டு 16th ஸ்லோகா ரமண மகர்ஷி இன்ட்ரடியூஸ் ஜான யோக ஃபலம். இந்த 2 ஸ்லோகாஸ்ல யூஸ் பலம். அப்பதான் சொல்ல போற ஞான யோகம் பத்து. ஃபர்ஸ்ட் பலம் சொல்லணும் இல்லையோ. ஞான யோக பலம் 15th and 16th ஸ்லோகம். நஷ்ட மானசோ கிருஷ்ட யோகினா கிருத்யமஸ்திகிம் ஸ்வஸ்திதிம் யதா திருஷ்யவாரிதம் சித்தமாத்மனா. திஸ் இஸ் த பலம். பலம் ஞான யோக பலம். So previous 3 yogas, karma yoga, upasana yoga, ashtanga yoga. Ashtanga yoga is focusing mainly on pranayama, asanas. Karma yoga, and upasana yoga and ashtanga yoga gives arat upakarakam. They are sadhanas. Indirectly they are useful. Indirectly, not directly, they cannot give moksha. Directly they cannot give moksha, but indirectly they are helpful. Karma yoga is incomplete without jnana yoga. Jnana yoga is impossible without karma yoga. Karma yoga is incomplete without jnana yoga. Jnana yoga is impossible without karma yoga or upasana yoga. You can apply same. Upasana yoga is incomplete without jnana yoga. Jnana yoga is impossible without upasana. Then what gives sakshat moksham? Sakshat moksha karanam kim? That is called jnana yoga. Sakshat upakarakam jnana yoga. Enquiries. Bhakti yoga lo, karma yoga lo, ishwararpana buddhya karma kuru, prasada buddhya phalam sri kuru. Method. Upasana yoga lo, ashtanga yoga, practice, pranayama, asana siddhi, meditation, samadhi, abhyasa, all these sadhanas are given. Or mantra japa, parayanam. Similarly, jnana yoga lo what is sadhana na sravanam mananam nididhyasam. Nana attend the Sunday class and also. Sunday, Saturday, Tuesday, 3 days. I can do sravanam, listen to shastra. Just like that, peace of mind won't come. You get peace only. Okay? Peace of ananda you get. But what comes, nitya ananda, is possible only by shastra shravanam, consistent systematic study of scriptures, Vedantic scriptures, under a competent alive acharya for a length of time. Appadi pannada PHS comes. What is PHS? Peace, happiness, security. Adi maraka matam. Adi nalla gnana gnapakam. PHS. Own up the PHS by PhD. PHS vandadana PhD you got an artham. Simple PhD enanamo pandran illiyo. So Bhagavad Gita padikkanum, Upanishad padikkanum, Prakarana Grantham padikkanum, appuram Brahma Sutram padikkanum. Adu MPhil maadhiri. Brahma Sutram. Bhagavad Gita is like a graduation. Upanishad is like a post graduation. Then Prakarana Grantha is like an MPhil. And degree. Adu enna? Doctorate. MPhil thane doctorate varudhu. Idellam vandhadhukku appuram you will get a post. After completing, you will get a high post, no? What is that Brahma Padavi? Post Padavi and a post. Brahma Padavi you get. Brahma Padam you get. Parama Padam you get. This is not a certificate given by Madras University. Not any other university. Harvard University. Eh? Pittsburgh University. அந்த பிரிட்டன்ல இருந்து லண்டன்ல இருந்து அமெரிக்கால இருந்து இந்தியால இருந்து யூனிவர்சிட்டி கொடுக்காது. ஈவன் குரு கேனாட் கிவ் அன்பார்ச்சுனேட்லி. சோ அண்ட் சோ பேரர் ஆஃப் திஸ் சர்டிபிகேட் இஸ் கால்ட் பிரம்ம ஜானி என்று கொடுக்க முடியுமா? திஸ் பர்சன் இஸ் த மாஸ்டர் ஆஃப் பிஹெச்எஸ் என்று கொடுக்க முடியுமா? தட்ஸ் வை மெனி பீப்புள் டோன்ட் கம். இது வந்து சர்டிபிகேட் கொடுத்தானே நிறைய பேர் வருவாங்க. அன்பார்ச்சுனேட்லி கொடுக்க முடியாது. I cannot give, no teacher can give, you are a Brahma Jnani certificate kuduka muniyad. That person alone knows. Whether I have PHS or not, I alone can know. Whether I am a Muktaha or not, I alone can know. Nobody knows. Therefore, this is a very very toughest study. Because no certificate, no recognition. Huh? சாலரி கூட வராது. இவ்வளவு படிச்சா எங்காவது ஜாப் கிடைக்குமா? அது கிடைக்காது. பணம் வருமா? அது வராது. எதுக்கப்பா இந்த மாதிரி இப்படிப்பட்ட படிப்பண்ணா? ஆனந்தோ பிரம்மே திவ்ய ஜானாத் ஆனந்தாத்யேவ கல்விமானி பூதானி ஜாயந்தே ஸ்வரூபானந்தா பிரம்மானந்தா ஐ ரெகக்னைஸ் மை செல்ஃப். நாட் ஃபார் எனி வெரிஃபிகேஷன், நாட் ஃபார் எனி ரெகக்னேஷன், not for any appreciation. Ananda. Eka vijnanena sarva vijnanam, by knowing which everything is known. So this is sakshat upakarakam shravanam. Mananam, doubt free knowledge. Ajnana nivrityartham, atma ajnana nivrityartham shravanam. Samshaya nivrityartham mananam. Viparyaya nivrityartham nididhyasanam. Length of time study பண்ணணும். This type of study என்ன work ஆகாது. Thorough study. Threadbare analysis threadbare analysis பண்ணணும். That person can own up. Yes, I am. So therefore, then what to do here in Jnana Yoga, what you are doing exactly என்ன? In previous sadhana, upasana, dhyanam எல்லாமே மனசு லயம் ஆகும். மனசு வந்து லயம் ஆகும். இட் இஸ் கிவ் சோ நைஸ் பீஸ், டெம்பரரி பீஸ். பட் தட் வில் நாட் ரிமூவ் மை இக்னரன்ஸ். ஆத்ம அஜானம் போகாது. சம்சாரம் வில் நாட் கோ. மனோ நாசா கேன் டேக் பிளேஸ் ஓன்லி பை ஸ்ரவணம். மனோ நாசம் என்ன? டிஸ்ட்ரக்ஷன் ஆஃப் த மைண்ட். டிஸ்ட்ரக்ஷன் ஆஃப் த மைண்ட் மீன்ஸ் ஃபால்சிஃபிகேஷன் ஆஃப் த மைண்ட் பை அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங் மைண்ட் இஸ் மித்யா. Destruction of the mind means don't, how can you destroy? Asal mind engirukene theriyadhu, enna destroy panna mudiyum? How can you destroy? Mano nashaha means falsification of the mind. Mind is anatma. It belongs to the sukshma shariram. it is sthula shariram, all are mithya. I am different from the mind. That mind cannot touch me. Even really speaking, that mind is functioning because of my blessing. I, the consciousness giving sentiency to the mind to function. Such a mind, how can it can command? How can it give depression, suppression, oppression? I have conscious depression in that. Very talk, papers, too much they are talking about depression. Counseling depression. Hey, don't suppress your depression. Express your depression. No, I don't invent it. Vedanta is the best psychiatrist. You study Vedanta, you understand mind is mithya, which is cause for depression. They are talking, no? There is no depression at all. Understand the nature of the mind. Otherwise, lifelong you have to struggle with that mind. Vedanta is the only solution, best psychiatrist. Local psychiatrist, foreign written psychiatrist also doesn't work between this ajnana manaha. Very powerful. No one can do anything to such a mind. Ajnana irukkira varukku adhi kastam da kudukkom. Therefore, falsify the mind, own up that you are Brahman. Next, 17th verse onwards, up to 27th shloka onwards, Swam pada vichara. Then elaborate. What is Swam? What you are? Up to 23rd shloka, Swam pada vichara. Then, Tat pada vichara, Aikyam, identification with the Ishvara. 24th and 25th, 26th, 27th, essence of Mahavakya is given. In this Upadeshatara, 17 to 27, Sampada Vichara is more, Tatpada Vichara is very, very less. All Ramana Maharshi's books are Sampada Vichara highlighted. Ishvara and Aishipada Vichara is very less. So Tatpada Vichara is very, very less. Teaching from this 17th to 27th yoga shlokas, Jnana Yoga, Swampada Vichara, Tatpada Vichara, Asipada Vichara. In his own method, his unique method. Then 28th to 30th shloka, three shlokas, Jnana Phalam, Jnana Stuti. Jnana Phalam and Jnana Stuti. What is Jnana Phalam? Moksha. Jnana Phalam is called Moksha. What is that Stuti, how he praised this Jnana Yoga? Mahattapahan. This is the supreme austerity, tapasana. All other tapas are inferior in front of this Jnana Yoga tapas. That's why Vedanta Upanishad is the end portion of Vedas. Nishchaya Jnanam that comes in the Veda Antabhaga, that is called Upanishad, Rahasya Nama Deyam. Atma is Rahasyam, even though it is always evident, nearest, dearest, closest, Hanana, toughest. It is as though somewhere. It is the Pannana. Yena, it cannot be seen, unobjectifiable. Why it is Rahasyam? Raja Vidya, Raja Gushyama. Secret and sacred. Yena, paaka mudiyadhu. Adhu secret and sacred. It is in your hridaya, which is sacred. Hridaya ullakulla irundha secret. Kannukku theriyadhu. Invisible, not visible. Therefore, people are not able to understand. But Shastra says, you have to use a proper means for that, which is not visible to your eyes, which is not tangibly concrete form, which is not available. You have to use a separate instrument for that. That is called Shastram. Shastram is the pakka instrument, pramanam. Therefore, study scriptures continuously. Non-stop. Non-stop சொல்லணும் டீச்சரு ஸ்டூடெண்ட் நான்ஸ்டாப கேட்கணும். நான்ஸ்டாப் பஸ் ஒன்று இருக்கும், ஸ்டார்டிங் பாயிண்ட் அண்ட் ரீச் வேற ஒன்று, மடியில் நிற்காது. നോൺ സ്റ്റോപ്പ്. മുന്നിൽ നിലന്നിട്ടെ പോലെ എപ്പോഴും പോകാൻ മുടിയോ? ഓക്കെ, കൊഞ്ചം കൊഞ്ചം അപ്പൊ പോറേ, ഓരോ ക്ലാസ് പാക്കറേ. എന്നാ കോംപ്രഹെൻസീവ് നോളജ് ഈസ് പോസിബിൾ ഓൺലി ബൈ ഭഗവത്ഗീത സ്റ്റഡി ആൻഡ് പ്രകരണ ഗ്രന്ഥ സ്റ്റഡി, ഉപനിഷത്ത് സ്റ്റഡി. ഇന്ന് മൂഡ് പഠിച്ചാൽ എലിജിബിൾ ഫർ ബ്രഹ്മസൂത്രം. ബ്രഹ്മസൂത്രം അത് പഠിച്ചാൽ അപ്പുറം തന്നെ ചൊല്ല മുടിയോ, അഹം ബ്രഹ്മ അശ്വി. പിന്നെ സ്വാമി അവിടെ കഷ്ടമാണ്. ആനന്ദ പ്രകാശകം ദുഃഖ നിവർത്തകം ഫലം മഹത്തപ ദാറ്റ് വിച്ച് ഗിവ്സ് ആനന്ദ പ്രകാശകം. ആനന്ദം ഈസ് മൈ സ്വരൂപം, ഐ റിക്കഗ്നൈസ്. നോട്ട് കമ്മിങ് ഗോയിങ് ആനന്ദ, ഐ ആം ആനന്ദ സ്വരൂപം. ഐ നീഡ് നോട്ട് ഡിപെൻഡ് അപ്പോൺ എനി ബ്ലെസ്ഡ് തിങ് ആർ പേഴ്സൺ ഇൻ ദിസ് വേൾഡ് ഫോർ മൈ ആനന്ദ, ഫോർ മൈ ഹാപ്പിനെസ്. Because I am only giving ananda to everyone. Atma swarupam. I am not enda I. Jagrata. Dukkha nivartakam. Dukkham poye poche anna. Dukkham poye poche. Dukkham e illiye anna. Kurai ondru? Illai. Kurai irinda gani poharthake. Kurai ondru? Illai. So all yogas are briefly discussed in this Upadesha Saram. Very beautiful. Very small cryptic text with it is like a mulaga, ooshi mulaga, ooshi mulaga maadri 30 shlokam lo innama teaching kudtaru bhagavan ramana maharshina tirupi tirupi padichunde irukanu like every day parayana. If you want to get shigra moksha na nididhyasanam pannunga, all shlokas must by heart. Anga ninne inga varathukulla പൂർണമധ പൂർണമിദം പൂർണാത് പൂർണമുദശ്യത്തെ പൂർണസ്യ പൂർണമാദായ പൂർണമേവാവശിഷ്യത്തെ. ഓം ശാന്തി ശാന്തി ശാന്തി. ഹരി ഓം ശ്രീ ഗുരുഭ്യോ നമഃ. ഹരി ഓം.